This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hang out. Nayoke indlondlo ma OB. It's Mr. Cash, Mr. Kaching Kaching, Mr. Much Money. As I've promised you, ukuthi ke uzobe khona ke u Ms. D. I think producer wami sengilungisele ke zonke izinto sezimjororo sezi right. Ake sizwe ukuthi noma usekhona yini. Ms. D, good afternoon and welcome on MET Radio. Hi.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Your line was cutting a bit.
Yeah. No, sikholisa kakhulu ngalokho. I hope you're good, Tujan.
No, I'm great, man. Just taking it easy. It's a Friday.
Yeah, it is a Friday. I love that. It's a reminder.
Tujan, marani uzwakala ukude mana ngikuzwi kahle.
I don't know what is going on, but if maybe you can change in the wogiona, I don't know.
Because Lana, my network is fully covered. Yeah, but let's continue. As that's cool, my love.
Yeah. No, I want us to talk about this song, Reminder. Oh, but first, can you please tell us more, Uguti, who is Ms. D? Maybe there is someone who's listening to the hangout, and we act like Uguti. This day is this beautiful voice, but Ubanu Ms. D.
Oh, so basically, Ms. D is a lady who grew up in a modest town of Bela Bela.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a family late on the Nkolo. And yeah, I love music. I love producing music. I've been in the industry from 2012. Left the industry for a while, 6 years ago, but I'm back again with my new hit single title, Remember.
No, thank you so much. But Angazi noma, I don't hear you clearly. It seems like there's something happening behind.
Yeah, no, being said, you mean by my.
Yeah, no problem.
But
yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, but it's a little bit, I don't know whether I will say. But it's fine. Let us continue. I want us to talk about this beautiful song, Remember. It's so nice. I was listening to it. And I think Mausu Pumage, then I'm going to put this beautiful song. Maybe what inspired you to write this such beautiful song, Remember?
So, Remember is a self-inspirational song. Yeah. So, the song that I dedicate to myself.
Yeah.
Towards my career. Mawinamela, I remember Ikulma about Ikando. So music is my first love, and when writing the song, I was dedicating it to my first love because I had been out of the industry for almost 6 years now.
Yeah.
So going back into it, that's when Mapala I remember.
Yeah. No, thank you so much. Maybe ihlukengani from other previous releases in Mhlambo Siwakhiphile. This one, is there something different? Or should you see this one? Now,
because when having to remember, I was anticipating on whether I do want to go back into the industry or not. And the way from our corner, you know, usually in paper, in Mazani to other people, not to myself. So this one is quite special.
Yeah. There is a very, maybe a personal story that you can share. Maybe that relates to what this song. If you're comfortable with that, then you can share that one personal story that relates to what this title of the song, or rather this song as a whole, if you do have one.
Yes, it is a personal song, you know, my opposite person, and then it happens that, you know, you lose touch or you lose hope in it and you give up, you know, for a while. But because music for me is a calling, I had to come back.
Yeah.
You know, I had the strength to come back. So I had the courage to come back. So when listening to Remember, I want someone else to have the courage to continue with whatever it is that they love.
I love that. Maybe if someone is listening to this beautiful song, when on your own perspective, yin le osho ukuthi no man, ayingathuma iphela lengoma ungakunderstandanga lokho. What message do you want ama listeners azobe ilalele lengoma to have whenever they are listening to
us? I want my listeners to have a message ukuthi, regardless of what's happening and what's going wrong and around them, they must remember who they are, and they must remember what ignites them, and they must also remember their passions, and also remember the love they shared with others, you know. Because on the contrary, it's also a love song. It speaks about relationships and how you need to keep the fire burning.
Yeah.
So it's a relationship-based song, whether it's a relationship to yourself or others that you love.
Mm. I call them some of my collaborates with this track. Wona, how do they influence the final sound? Tennessee Kamuga, Isiga and Jena, Mandisile, Hit, Esizwa.
Well, in collaboration, obviously, in an immense impact on Ita Shinyongoma, you know. So, Samantha, he's a great producer. And then, So our collaborations are very effective in terms of creating the kind of sound that we create. So it definitely did on the song because when we collaborate the three of us, gonna something like
now I'm gonna play it. It is a beautiful song because yesterday I've tried to listen to it. It is nice. I saw videos on IG, singing this song. It is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
It is a beautiful song. Mhlambe, what was the most challenging part of making this song?
I think for me, the most challenging part is when to release it, you know, because I had been, like I said, I had been out of the industry for almost 6 years.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at the right time. The song was actually produced and done last year. Mm-hmm. Wanted to release it towards the end of the year, but then I thought, and this song is actually an inspirational song. It's a very chilled song. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be bypassed. Mm-hmm. So my team and I decided because in the best way to actually release the song, 2025, and then see what it holds. And then take it from there. But just encouraging Jay, your buya, the industry. I think that's the one thing that I had challenges with.
Maybe any hits that are still coming up on you?
Definitely. I want to tell me they must be prepared to be fed, you know? Studio, we're in studio. We are doing a radio tour. We have a gospel hit coming up. They must really look forward to that.
Now, looking forward to those beautiful songs, because this one, the introduction of what's still coming up, Shuti, there is more fire that is still coming
definitely.
There is more fire. If someone wants to download it.
So, remember, it's available on all digital platforms. Yeah. It's available from YouTube, iTunes, Deezer, Google Play, Spotify. Add it on your playlist. Now we add a good playlist.
Okay. I want to actually, at the end of this interview, then I'm going to play it through.
I can't wait.
I'm going to sabi. One message you'd like to convey to that one particular person, Naye, who is a beginner in this industry, yomculo, oganye, we are sabi to release some sort of music. What message would you convey to him or her? No matter to umuntu esifazane, because there is this tendency ukuthi, hey, mina ngumuntu esifazane, lento ngizoyiqala kanjani, yabo?
Yeah, so the message lengamnika yona is, firstly, be true to who you are. Discover what kind of sound you want to be and go for it. Yeah. And if you're a singer, I mean, just sing. You don't need to put a box and say, just explore with different genres. And then number two, you know, just keep going. I'm a difficult singer of our corner, but focus on your focus. And there's no easy way up.
No, thank you so much for your time, Ms. D. May God bless you. No music, even international. It is a beautiful song. I don't want
So on the social, on Instagram, bang solo at real Miz D, which is real MIZZDEE. And then Facebook is MIZZDEE. And on TikTok as well, real Miz D.
Okay, can you please repeat it for me?
So it's Instagram at Real Miz D, which is Real MIZZDEE. Facebook MIZZDEE. And on TikTok, it's at Real Miz D.
No, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
May you enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am.
Same to you. Have a lovely Friday.
It is a beautiful song, Ms. D.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.